This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Live free or die is New Hampshire's state slogan. Soon, though, in exchange for fewer deaths, there may be a little less freedom. Lawmakers are considering requiring adults to wear seatbelts. Currently, it's the only state that does not have such a law. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports.
According to state statistics, 63.5% of the drivers who travel New Hampshire's roads and highways don't wear seatbelts. That's the lowest use rate in the country, and fully a third less than leading states. Supporters of mandatory seatbelts say New Hampshire's penchant for not buckling up causes about 10 deaths and 200 serious injuries each year. The state's top safety official, John Barthelmess, told state senators on Monday that requiring seatbelts for all would be the simple way to stem a grim statistical trend.
If you go back to 2001, 50% of those killed on our highways were not wearing seatbelts. In calendar year 2006, 77% of the people who were killed on our highways were not wearing seatbelts. I think that's a staggering number.
Seatbelt proponents say it's also staggering to consider that New Hampshire taxpayers spend millions of dollars each year on long-term care for people who could have escaped permanent disability had they buckled up.
There is simply no way around the factual argument that's presented by the supporters of this bill. None.
That's Democratic State Senator Peter Burling. Surety aside, he uttered those words just after a Senate committee voted to reject the bill. Before that vote, Republican Senator Bob Clegg dismissed safety concerns by noting that local seatbelt use is up slightly in recent years.
The point is we all make choices. And I think the state of New Hampshire, if it wants to spend money, can try to educate people. But I can tell you, people like myself will never be convinced that wearing a seatbelt is the best alternative.
For other critics of the bill, the problem isn't even with seatbelts. It's about not wanting to be told what to do by the state. During its Senate hearing, the measure was variously labeled paternalistic, totalitarian, and communist. Democratic State Rep. Joel Winters told senators that the bill could end up as the year's signal legislative initiative, more memorable than raising the minimum wage or even enacting same-sex civil unions.
Every day when our constituents get in their car and they buckle up, they're going to say to themselves, I'm no longer free.
A 2006 poll conducted by the University of New Hampshire found 67% of the public favored a seatbelt bill, while 29% opposed it. But even with that support, the measure's future is unclear. John Lynch, the state's popular Democratic governor, has yet to declare his position, and people on both sides of the debate expect next week's Senate margin to be close. Bob Letourneau, a Republican who plans to vote against the measure, says New Hampshire's lack of a seatbelt law shows policymakers here don't cave into bureaucratic pressure as easily as their counterparts in other states. Letourneau adds that now isn't the time to start bending.
You have the Commission of Safety, the Department of Transportation, the federal government. It's David versus Goliath. It's the people against the establishment. That's what it is.
Should Goliath win, people who don't wear seatbelts will face $50 fines for a first offense and $100 fines for repeat violations. New Hampshire would also receive $3.7 million in federal safety grants. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.